Welcome to Tropes and Tantrums. I'm Amber.
And I'm Danielle. We are just two moms, never without our kids or our Kindles.
Welcome back, book besties. Welcome back to Tropes and Tantrums.
I am seething with excitement right now.
I know. We're about to recap Danielle's favorite book from 2023, Fourth Wing.
My personality trait.
I mean, we just did mine last week, so.
It's true.
But yeah, like I just said before, we are recapping Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. This was a surprise for me for the month of March.
I'm so excited.
I went in with the only expectation is Rebecca Yarros wrote it. I'll probably going to love
and
it.
And if you heard our last episodes, not these ones, the ones from last month. But I said you going just based on you loving her writing, like, just based on that alone, like, she can do no wrong as far as her rating goes.
Yeah.
Rating
5 stars.
Ugh, amazing.
5 stars.
Rating reminder that no one is infinity stars. Tattoo it on my body. So.
Yeah. No, I just have so many thoughts. I think I have like 3.5 pages.
Amazing.
Full of.
I have all the thoughts, but they're all in my brain.
That's
which
fine.
Is really the scary
we
place
can talk
to be.
About it. I mean, I know I did. If you did not listen to the Cursed Beast episode from last week, I did mention that we are completely going to blind about all of our thoughts and feelings.
We don't know anything. Yeah.
Correct. We tried. It was hard.
It was really, we drove fucking 2 hours and we couldn't talk about, like.
But we found everything else to talk about, which is fine.
No, we did. That was no shock to anyone, so.
But there was a group chat of this
there
book.
Was.
I did send a photo of me crying. And then I did send.
Amazing.
A timestamp that I wrote something on the page. Well, I didn't write in the book because the book belongs to my sister. I wrote in my notes a thought and like the page that I was on when I had that thought and I sent it. I was like, as a timestamp, no response needed. Just wanted this to be known.
So had to tell you, we didn't tell you at the time, but like, so Kristen,
you had
so we have a separate chat. And Kristen's like, oh my fucking God, how did she fucking figure that out? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, are you going to respond? I said, no. It was like, are you going to respond? She goes, no. So like, it was like a mutual thing. We're like, not going to respond. Cause it was like,
we were like,
cause we couldn't say anything because we're like, what were we supposed to say? Like, oh, nice. How cool. Like
thumbs up emoji.
No, like great thought. No. And it was like fucking nuts. Like, it was like, how the fuck did she figure that out?
So I have a separate one.
That is so funny. I'm not. Really,
no, you're not surprised. So, her sister and I have a separate one, and then Becca and I have a separate one. And so Becca's like, "Do you think she's gonna read Iron Flame?" I was like, "I don't know, Becca." She said, "No." I said, "I really like her too, but she seems to be enjoying it." And Becca's like, "I'm gonna push it." She goes, "I'm pushing it so hard." So like, there's like all these like separate chats that are going on about Amber's reading experience. Fourth Wing. Because let me just tell you. Just extremely passionate about Fourth Wing. Like,
literally.
Sickeningly, like. Literally. So, the fact that, like, we had this, and I had to put Becca in the chat because there was a chat with, it had started out with just me, Amber, and Kristen, and then I put Becca in because it's very important because Becca's also, like, right up there in the chaos of how much she loves Fourth Wing. She, I think, has the same amount of copies that I do. It's just a thing, but it was. Wasn't it about the dragons? When you were like, I think she's going to bond with the black dragon.
Oh, I wrote that in my notes.
Yeah, that was I think where I was. Where the chaos like started ensuing.
So I'm like scrolling through the group chat real quick, and it's just it's literal chaos. March 16th is when I finished the book. I stayed up super late to finish it. But I, like, sent this part where Jack dies at 3:45.
Fucking Jack Barlow. Fuck that man.
And I sent it and I was like, it's about freaking time. Jack dies. Such an ass. And then I sent the photo of like whatever. And I was like, the way I wish this was my book right now. And I'd be writing all of my thoughts. Because if you know me, I tab so hard when I read a physical copy.
Tab so hard. She annotates so hard.
Like I'm taking notes. Okay.
No, she's literally taking notes. And yeah.
And then we talked about Zayden. And then we talked about, oh, a deal I have with Becca. And then, okay. At 9:40 p.m., I said, this book is going to give me a damn heart attack.
As it does.
And then Danielle responds with, while I don't want you to have a heart attack, I love this journey for you. And then I proceeded to say at 10:25, fuck Dane. And then at 11:20 p.m. I sent me uncontrollably sobbing in bed a photo. And everyone was like, what part? I mean, we can guess. And everyone was like, same, Liam had died. And then
you'll never forget the place you were when you found out Liam died. No, honestly, you'll never.
Literally in my bed. And then at 11:47, my text message to the group chat was, please do not being in all caps, respond. I'm sending this as a timestamp for theory. And my theory was Violet has black sludge for blood. And they are saying that they have to take her to him. Is Brennan.
Yes.
Arrow theory. And it was like right before you get to the, it was like a break in the page. Mm-hmm. And then you go into forward in time a little bit. And then.
When you get to Zayden's POV or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I never read the bonus chapters either. So we can't talk about that. And then at 12:15 a.m., I literally texted, I fucking knew it.
So I also fucking knew it.
And then I said, you guys, I'm going to be reading Iron Flame.
Amazing. What a ride, though, honestly.
No, it was quite the journey, and I'm really glad I did it.
Fourth Wing is... So one of the things about Fourth Wing, as far as books go, and what Rebecca Yarros actually does incredibly well, is... she keeps you gripped through from beginning to end. And I think one of the things that people do is I think that a lot of authors, which understandably so, there's a lot of buildup to like getting into the book.
Yeah.
And Rebecca does not do that. Rebecca's bringing you straight into the fucking book. And you're like, I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm like on the parapet, like with her. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm here. Oh, and God, like, we're doing this
thing for the second time. I was like, bitch, if you die, I swear to God.
You're like, I know you don't die because like, we still have a fuck ton of this book to go. No, but like, you're like, something's not. But like it's, she puts you in straight in, and that's what really drives the story, honestly, forward, and it, what keeps people reading, because she puts you straight in, and yeah. She does it like, and no one I've ever read before, quite frankly.
With all of her books, though,
even, that's what I'm like, saying. Even the romance,
with, the things we leave unfinished,
In the Likely Event,
I gotta read
the last letter.
I gotta read that.
Yeah,
one.
I know.
It's on my TBR, to get to it eventually, but. So, right off the bat, my first note, there are so many maps.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck maps.
I don't, and here's the thing, as a map girly, because like as a fantasy girl. Well,
as a fantasy girly, you have to know maps. Yeah.
I never look at the maps, and I'm being totally fucking honest with you, I've never looked at a fucking map in my life. I like look at it, and I'm like, oh, that's fun. Like, that's great. That's what a lovely picture. I don't ever look at the maps. I know where nothing fucking is. Literally, no, in ACOTAR, in Throne of Glass, in this book, I know where nothing is. I look at the map and I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful map. Like, that'd be a lovely artwork.
Thank you for the painting.
Thank you for the artwork. I have no idea. So I'm just like there. I'm just like there for the vibes. So I literally, as someone who reads fantasy, I don't give a fuck about a map. And okay. I'm just saying that like on a general basis.
Okay. Okay. Some other thoughts I had were like, why is her mom so hellbound on Violet becoming a writer? Like, she was just, and I'm sure I find out later on or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, it just frustrated the hell out of me. I'm like, this mom is such a see you next Tuesday.
She is.
Like, get she is. Out of town. Like, mm-hmm. get off your high horse. Mm-hmm. Chill the F out. Let her be who she wants to be.
Yeah.
It just irritated me. I also believe that Zayden moved Violet into his fourth wing for a reason. And mm-hmm. it was to protect her, not to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I fully believe that. Also, do we really... I loved... At the beginning of every chapter, there was like a fun fact.
I love that you're calling it a fun fact.
Like, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. No,
okay. I'm sorry.
My house is empty. So
there's an echo.
There's an echo.
No, I apologize. Allergy season.
I forgot about the fun facts.
But like, they were like fun facts about something that was going to happen in the chapter. So they were like chapter names, yeah. But they were fun facts. I loved that.
Just fun facts.
But can we talk about why Violet was so fragile? Like, what was that?
She has a condition. Did you not get that in the book?
I kind of, but like, can we deep dive? Like,
so she has a condition. I honestly, kill me because I cannot remember what the name of it is. But I don't know if it's Rebecca suffers from it or if one of her sons suffers from it.
Okay.
So it's like she has a condition where it's like essentially her body is just like her bones, her like muscles, yeah. Something. They're not. They're like very weak, and okay. So like it's like
it was just like a representation.
Yes, she's doing okay. A rep of this specific disease. Oh my god, I cannot remember what it is, but it's very. That's why you kind of like it's more alluded to than it is like
said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I have so many thoughts. I did say that when they went through, like, the whole dragon thing, like, they were going through in, like, seeing the dragons, and they talked about, like, this black dragon not mating with any, or
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
Matching or whatever you want to call it with them.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a disorder that impacts a person's connective tissues, including their joints, skin, and blood vessels.
Okay.
That's what it actually is called. Like I said, it's the chronic illness, basically representation that Rebecca wanted in the book.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Now I understand. But when they talked about this black dragon, I was like, it's Violet's dragon. I'm like, duh. Like, that's
duh. Amazing.
Also, okay, so I had this question. I don't know if I texted you about it. Because sometimes I texted you questions and sometimes I just, like, wrote them down so I'd ask you later. Okay. So once you bond with a dragon and gain powers, but your signet power is your main power. Yes. And then I put the example of like Dane being able to unlock doors and such, but mm-hmm. his signet power is to be able to see people's last memory, which makes him able to get a job and or position once he's done in the college.
Yes. So
you have a separate power from your signet power when you're attached to your dragon.
Yes and no.
Okay.
It really depends on the person, if that makes sense. It's kind of really a vague answer.
So it's just how the person responds to the power from the dragon.
Yeah, sure. And like how they like manipulate that, like how they manifest it in their life.
Because I mean, like she is gaining powers from two different dragons. Okay, stop.
I can't say anything else. I cannot.
And then I wrote again, like, I stand by Zayden not really wanting to kill her. Dane, I love him and hate him. Violet is every teenage girl boy crazy. Like, she was just like a horn dog in there. She was like, oh, I'd sleep with him. I'm like, oh, I.
Yeah.
Like, it was just too much.
Yeah.
Dane just, like, really fucking pissed me off. He, like, clearly was trying to, like, protect her and stuff. But, like, he was also manipulating her.
Yeah.
And
we're just talking about
that.
He,
like, demanded her to, like, be honest about with him about some stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why can't you be honest about, like, just straight up tell her, like, I love you. Like, I want.
Yeah. No, 100%. And if you listen to the Fantasy Fangirls podcast, which was all based on their love of Fourth Wing, and that's how they started their podcast, and it completely fucking blew up. And it's like a whole, now they're, I think they're reading ACOTAR right now, but they like they were diving in like every week. And so like their phrase is like, God fucking damn it, Dane. And it's it's like the, just the shit is just like, come the fuck on. Like you need, come on.
Yeah. I really love that she would use facts, like Violet would use facts to like calm herself down.
Oh yeah. Because it was like so ingrained in her, like that she was a scribe. And so it's like, oh my God, why is it still alive?
I killed it.
It was like, she just killed a bug. Like,
no,
it's because it's really cool, aspect to see that. Very much raised to be a scribe.
Oh yeah,
because of her father, and that was very much like you saw, like the way she thought and processed things was very much as a scribe would.
Well, and then like even when they were in like their big meetings about stuff, even she was like responding with the correct stuff or ways that people they could help.
Yeah.
But she was told to, like, just fly under the radar. Like,
yeah.
Don't make yourself known, like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I really loved her determination to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved that. Like,
yeah.
I'm the weak link. This isn't where I really should or want to be. Yeah. But I will, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to thrive at it.
Yeah.
And as she did.
I mean, she was the quintessential,
like, strong female main character. Truly, like the way that she just would not, she was not taking no for an answer, like despite her circumstances and despite like just the way that people treated her was just like shitty sometimes. And,
absolutely.
And I just appreciated that she just like never, like she never let that be like the be all end all for her.
Yeah. So then I literally wrote the question, if a rider loses their dragon, do they bond with another dragon? Question mark. And then I said, answered in chapter 2014. Forget this.
I was going to say death. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know about you, but do you hear, when you hear the dragons talk, do you hear them as a voice? Like a specific voice?
So here's the thing. The perspective I have is different. That is going to be different than yours.
Yes.
Based on the fact that I did listen to the audiobook.
Oh.
So I do have dragon voices in my head. Based specifically because I have the audiobook in my head. So I know exactly what their voices are.
Okay. Well, I don't want to know.
No, I know you don't, because like you just had to hear a shark voice the other day and you didn't want that either.
So I hear Taryn's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I was like listening to him and I was like, oh my God, he sounds like his wisdom. And
well, Taryn also like, could give zero fucks. He's so fucking,
it gave the lion from the Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe from Narnia.
Yeah,
and so I had to like look up the voice of the lion.
Yeah.
And it was Liam Neeson. I was like, yep, that's exactly who I heard.
I could see that.
I heard In Darna's. Emma Stone, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. She's like very sassy.
Yeah.
She's like very sassy. She also gives no fucks, but like different. And like also like.
Or even like a Kristen Bell.
And like Taryn could not. Like.
Literally just like without.
Like, can you just like fucking stop?
Yeah.
Like with your bullshit. Like on. And I think that the dynamic of the dragons is one of the coolest things.
It's
and
so
like,
funny.
And I
love it.
And like I could not imagine like being like, oh, I like really love like having a dragon's perspective in a book, but like I love it so much. I literally his like one-liners and the shit he says like is like so fucking good. I just die.
And then Sigil.
Okay. Zayden's dragon, Sigil, the blue one. Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could see that.
That is who I picture so doing the voices.
So in the book, they all have three distinct voices.
Yeah, that's
the,
right.
Well, like, no, I'm saying in the audiobook.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like you. So for me, like again.
So, okay, so the people that I listed for those.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, 100%. And I think like because like Sigil is like much more like on like the motherly like
yes
like you know. just, it's a different, like, maternal kind of, like, yeah. feeling. It's just, like, such a, like, I just love the dynamics of the dragons so much.
They just, it's something different. I love it.
No, it's so good.
Oh, I said, why is Dane so desperate? It is He's actually insane. Trying to be a turnoff.
He's horrible.
Makes me hate him. Oh, and Rhee and Violet's relationship, their, like, friendship,
mm-hmm.
obsessed.
So good.
I love
it's
them.
So good. I just love it.
When Zayden made the saddle,
mm-hmm.
screaming, kicking, screaming, squealing, all the things.
Crying. So good.
So sweet. Zayden's speech he gave to Violet after her signet came through made me, like, get all teary-eyed and, like, emotional. Like, it even gave me confidence to, like, go do something spectacular.
Like, Zayden is life, honestly. There is, like, of all the book boyfriends, Zayden is the ultimate for me. Truly. Like, top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier book boyfriend, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Page 370. I literally put page
370. You're like, do you remember thoughts? Page 370?
No, it's
oh, you
pretty much when she gets her power. Her signet, power.
Yes.
Okay, so my thought was, because obviously not my book, could not write in it. I think she wields lightning because she is desperate for her mom to hear her and see her. Because her mom just bypasses her.
Mm-hmm.
Just never hears her, never mm-hmm. sees her, just... Mm-hmm. Yes, you're my kid, but I don't have to acknowledge
yeah.
you. Everyone else heard her and saw, except for her mom. Her signet is showing that she truly wants.
Yes.
Oh gosh, when she said, "Stop being so fucking honorable and fuck me, Zayden!"
Screaming.
Yes.
About
freaking time. I loved how they could talk to each other in their minds.
It was so good.
Like, from across the room.
Because...
And she was like, yes. This motherfucker has been listening to me this whole time. I had no idea that we could talk to each other. And he's been able to, like, hear me talk.
Yeah.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's... going back a little bit.
Okay.
To the signet with the mom.
Yes.
Do you know her mom's signet?
No.
Do you remember?
No.
From the book?
No.
Her mom's signet is the power to control storms. So
I don't remember that.
It's very much connected to...
I must have, like, glossed right
You
over
probably
that.
Did. It's very much connected to the fact that Violet's signet is lightning.
Okay.
In that regard. Like, not in the, like, direct, but... shoot of that, if
yeah.
that makes sense, in my opinion,
like a parallel, because it's like her brother was like a healer,
yeah,
and then her sister's signet is what again? I forget.
So
people listening, our book besties, are all like, oh my god, it's this. I wish we could hear you.
So one of the
things that's really telling as far as the mom's, and it kind of ties into you being like, why did she want her to be a, what's it called?
Writer.
So, a writer so bad. Do you remember what was significant about when she was crossing the parapet?
The wind.
And yes. So if her mom could control that, it makes it like very much the foreshadowing of, did she actually want her to make it or not? Because if you think about it, she was in control of that. The mom was. And so if she made the storm and the hard, like how much harder it was for her to cross the parapet, but yeah. yet she wanted her to cross it. It's like very like telling of the mom's like baseline
where she
motivation.
Wanted her to yeah.
And so like it all kind of ties together when you start to figure out like the signet of her mom and that part of it. I want to say her sisters had something to do with shields. I want to say, but I cannot.
I feel like that's right.
I just cannot remember.
Yeah, I must have glossed right over the mom and her signet power being mm-hmm. the weather. But like now yes. that you're saying that, it's like, her mom was trying to just flat out.
Just goodbye. See you later.
You no longer need to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my stance of her being a senior next Tuesday stands.
You're like, it's even more stamped.
Yeah. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yes.
So when they were talking about, when she asked, when she was going back and forth to the library
mm-hmm.
at, in the scribe area.
Yeah.
And she kept asking about the fable.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept talking about the fable. I literally wrote, this is all going to come back to the fable book.
Mm-hmm.
And the note from her father, and the note her father left her, there's something much bigger here going on.
Mm-hmm.
So like, clearly there was when they all went to basically be killed.
To basically be unalived, yes.
Oh, and then I talked about the Violet has black sludge. They're going to him being Brennan.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's still alive. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
here's my big hot take overall of Fourth Wing.
Okay.
I don't think Fourth Wing is a fantasy at all. I think it's what Rebecca Garros's best, military romance with dragons. That's my opinion. You can tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine. No, this is my opinion, and I stand by it.
Wow.
I don't believe that this is a fantasy book. I fully stand by the fact that it is a military romance, what Rebecca Garros does best.
With a fantasy subplot.
With dragons.
I kind of want to, like, literally just roll onto the ground right now and, like, go into, like, a like, position. Into literal. No, not into a field. Like, literally just, like, into, like, a blob that, like, because I'm just, like.
Never thought about it like that. Did I blow your mind?
I mean, yes. I'm a little shook about it because
yes, it has everything that you need in a fantasy book.
Yes.
Okay? Just kind of like Cursed Beast does. It mm-hmm. has the magic, the witch, the curse, the wolves, the transforming, the ghost. No, butler, when I literally all of those
when
things.
I literally tell you, I literally just want to like roll around and like I don't know where like my like I don't know what my life has been about. Like honestly, like, I'm just like so fucking like gobsmacked right now because I'm just like sitting here and I'm just like, what the fuck? And then so it's hard because I'm also. Fuck me.
Sorry.
So here's, I'm trying to say this in the way that like makes the most sense without giving anything away.
Well, don't say anything that's going to give it away. No, it's not going to give it away.
In the sense of like, I'm like, okay, like was the first book, like was that like more just the first book? But like, it really wasn't. Cause like, if you look, like if you're really stepping back, the second book, that's what it is. Is yes, I believe that Iron Flame is more fantasy heavy.
Okay.
But not without the fact that it's very similar to what you said. It's what she does best, but she added the elements of
dragons, which makes dragons. It fall, and the magic, and which makes it fall into a fantasy category.
Is that what makes have the wide appeal that it does? Is because it's not
so.
A fantasy.
I really think so.
I'm like fucking dead serious. Like I just like want to lay on the ground and like process this. I literally have so much shit to do today, and like I literally want to do nothing all day now than just process like what you just said, because I don't know if you're gonna feel differently after reading Iron Flame.
Well, we'll wait and find out. Because I am going to read it.
Yeah.
Because the curiosity is piqued. I have to know. That's exactly what I said when I said I was going to read Iron Flame. I was like, I have to know.
Yeah.
There isn't one part of me that's like, I don't want to know.
No.
I have to know.
And personally, and I'm making a really like strong thing. Like once you read Iron Flame, you're not going to want to like not read the next book. Like it could be.
Oh, I'm pumped for the next book.
I don't know what my life has been. Like based on like. My Fourth Wing thoughts for so long, because like it doesn't change the way I feel about the book, obviously, because like it's amazing, but like it's not a traditional fantasy book, and that's the difference of where we're at.
Like I think straight fantasy book.
It's not a straight.
Well, Sarah J. Maas is.
No, it's.
That's fantasy. This military romance with dragons.
In comparison to ACOTAR, is it because there's no fairies in it? Do you think that that's the problem? No. You think there should be fairies and then it would make it more fantasy?
No.
Because ACOTAR doesn't. Okay, so heavier into ACOTAR long term. And this is a spoiler.
Well, I mean, because I only read.
No, ACOTAR. 100%. So ACOTAR is.
And it was not great.
ACOTAR has a very strong, like, you know, there's war and there's preparation for war and there's like a lot of, and there's war and there's actual war and then there's after the war and like all this shit. But like, it's different. It's not the same kind of vibes, but it also has the mass appeal. But I'm trying to process, do they have the same mass? Because I don't have the same mass appeal with ACOTAR that I obviously would do with Fourth Wing, because it's superior to Fourth Wing, to ACOTAR all day long. But like Throne of Glass is like very much like fantasy with a romance subplot. And like we barely got the romance subplot until the tandem read that I just finished. And because you're really just like knee deep in like the world and like figuring out like what the fuck's going on and the killing and all the shit. And like it's like very different than like this book because. Yeah, but I do believe that. Yeah, you're gonna further that theory in Iron Flame. I know it. Like, I know it's just, I know for you, you're going to be like, this just solidifies everything, I think. Like, because I'm thinking about it, I'm like, it's, yeah, that's what I think. I think it's going to just further solidify your theory. Because here's the thing, period in the story, she's an amazing writer. And that's,
absolutely.
And that's what's keeping people going. And I think that's also why people don't like Iron Flame as much, because I think it leans more fantasy than like you're saying, like military romance, but like it's just different. I think it leans more fantasy where that's where it's kind of starts to lose people, and people are like, it's not like, I don't like that one, but it's just, there's more, because this is very much like you took like an In the Likely Event and you added dragons, but not in a bad way, because the book's amazing. So like, it's not what I'm saying, just so everyone's clear. Obviously I'm obsessed with Fourth Wing and I'm obsessed with In the Likely Event. So, I mean, does she do that best? Yeah. So that's like a whole new hot take that I'm like really trying to process right now. It's a lot.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I mean, I love the dragons. So like, give me more dragons, but I think I just love dragons. Honestly.
No, I loved the dragons in this book. Will I ever pick up another dragon book? No.
No.
But will I continue the series? Yes. Let's see how Iron Flame goes. But I'm pretty sure I'll pick up the third book as well.
Well, it ends on a cliffhanger. So, like, I'm fairly certain that you'll be there. So, plus we have to see our friend at the midnight release again.
Oh, my favorite friend.
And he'll have read one more book since we just saw him.
Just one. But I think I broke Danielle.
I think she did, honestly. And I'm like, God, I have such a long day. And like, I have to actually.
I just want
to
lay in bed and think about this.
I don't know if any of the Dance Moms that I'm going to see today are Iron Flame girlies.
Should I drop my hot take into the group chat?
Yes. But did. No. Has Becca read the other Rebecca Yarros?
I can't answer that.
I'm not sure. I think she has.
Kristen has.
No, I know Kristen has. That's why. I'm curious. I was going to say.
I'm dropping it in the group chat.
No, you should. I think that'll help you. I really need you. Because I need some processing. Because Kristen usually like has a take that like I need to like also. Because like she thinks in the same book vein as me. Because she does read fantasy.
Yeah, she does.
All right. Well, you guys, on that note, I don't know how we move forward from here. Like, quite frankly, like, I'm broken fully. Like, not in a bad way, but like, in a.
Please leave your thoughts.
Yeah. I just
throw us a DM. Drop it in the comments.
Help me fucking process this, you guys. Because, like, God, I'm like. I just didn't think of it that way. Because I think when it's toted as fantasy, I think you immediately just, your brain just clicks into a fantasy mode. But then Amber's brain isn't a fantasy brain. So that's.
No. Well, okay, you want me to dump something else on you?
No, but yes.
Okay, so all of my fantasy girlies that are in one of my book clubs,
uh-huh,
they're all excited that I loved Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Didn't drop my hot take on them.
Yeah.
But one of the girls was like, I knew we'd make you a fantasy girly.
No, I know. That's what you told me. But then you're not.
Alex, I said that I had this. I like told Alex the conversation I had with her because I told her, no, I'm not a fantasy girly. Like, no. You did not convert me. Not happening.
No.
I was telling Alex this story and he goes, well, technically you are because everything you read is a fantasy.
Alex. Alex, you don't listen, but like, don't say that. Don't say that because you know
he
what?
I said that to my sister and my sister was like, can you not take don't your learn. Logic and get out the door? I'm like, no, literally, please leave.
No, that's yeah. That's too hot of a take. I don't like that. Alex, no more hot takes. So
you and your logic.
I know. Now everyone is like broken. Who's yeah. listened to this?
They're like, what the fuck?
My husband is to know him is to love him. And to know him is to know that he is a logical person.
To his core.
To his core.
Could not be me. I have no logic in my brain. Yeah, you guys, this is wild. So, I'm excited to hear her thoughts on Iron Flame as they're happening. Cause God, yeah, cause this has now, been miserable.
We can really talk about it.
But like, what a fun time. Don't forget next month. Well, this month we're reading Swift and Saddled by correct. Lila Sage. Don't miss it. And we're also going to like, we'll probably like talk more about like her, like talking about like the books and like the series as a whole. I'm excited for that episode because we get to kind of like share like not like insider information, but like cooler information, like just like yeah. from having talked to her and like hearing her process and all the things about
Rebel
Blue. We'll
talk a little bit more about the road trip and the yeah, things that we it'll encountered. Be awesome.
The fruit flies in someone's food, oh my God. All the things. Did Kristen already respond?
She said, oh. I haven't even dropped the hot take yet.
Literally, I'm about to. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, follow, all the things. Thank you guys so much for being on this journey. This really took a turn, and I'm not well, but like we're gonna be fine. And I'm very curious to see everyone's hot take. Pekka probably won't respond for a hot minute, so
no, yeah.
But we will get Kristen's. Kristen's going to, I think it's going to break Kristen's brain too, honestly, quite frankly. But this was fun.
This was fun. I'm thrilled. I love this. We're going to do this again. We have to do this again next year.
No, I think so too. I think it's amazing.
I think this was a great little.
This was so fun.
Side thing that we decided to do.
Yeah. And we got to like really experience like each other's. If that's Kristen, I cannot respond. Oh, no. I think it's just you. I just didn't open the message.
No, mine's on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's. What did Kristen say?
She said, I said the hot take, and she said, I mean, you're not wrong, but with the signets and all that, it becomes kind of fantasy.
She's like, I'm not accepting that as Kristen's not going down swinging that it's not fantasy. I'm going to have to voice memo in that chat, and I don't.
Fantasy like, is a huge subplot.
She's going to be like, absolutely not. But this was fun. We had a great time. Thank you for being on this journey with us. I love that she loved this book. I love that she's continuing the series. I just love all the things. And yeah, I'm just feeling good about it.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm excited to actually talk about Iron Flame as it's happening. So we don't have to, I don't have to wait.
And we'll keep everybody abreast.
God, and she got my like real take, like listening to me, like respond to that. Cause like, God, if she had just texted me that, I'd be like, I would have been on the floor at my house and not here.
This is better to tell you.
I mean, I am in my house, but like not in my, like it's like different. I'm not on the floor. I'm in my chair. But thank you guys for listening.
Yes. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, all of the things, and we will see you next month. Happy Bye. Reading.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Tropes and Tantrums. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram. And don't forget, happy reading.